And it's not a symbolic festival, but actually the real thing. The original Radha Kund is part of Krishna's eternal abode in the spiritual world. Which is called Aprakata. Ajánlatokat, mindent lehet csinálni. And when Krishna comes to this world, he brings with him that spiritual world.
És amikor Krishna jön ebbe a világba, akkor magával hozza azt a lelki világot.
Although actually that spiritual world also still remains where it is.
Már az a lelki világ ott is marad, ahol van.
That's part of his achinta shakti, his inconceivable potency.
Ez az ő achinta shaktiának, vagy felfoghatatlan potenciájának a része.
Beda Bed, out of one he makes two or unlimited things.
Egy dologból kettő, vagy végtelen számú dolgot tud csinálni.
And they, those different places of pastimes continue to exist.
És a kettéréseknek azok a különböző helyei talán léteznek.
Actually, even the idea that Krishna brings Vrindavan down from one place to another is misleading.
Még az az elképzelés is, hogy Krishna egyik helyen a másikra hozza Vrindavan dámot, az is félrevezető.
Rather, it's more like Krishna opens a window to the spiritual world in certain parts of the material world. And adyapi sailakvana ghora roi, those who are who still have material vision, they think that that place has come here.
Azok, akinek még mindig anyagi látás, mondjuk, azt gondolják, hogy az a hely eljött ide.
Those people with spiritual vision, from here they see there.
Akiknek pedig lelki látás, mondja, azt mondják, hogy innen látnak oda.
Anyway, but just as when Krishna appears, then he brings with him Vrindavan Dham, and part of Sri Vrindavan Dham is Radha Kund.
Minden esetre, amikor Krishna megjelenik, akkor elhozza magával Vrindavan Dhamot, és Vrindavan Dham része Radha Kund.
At the very head of Govardhan,
Govardhannak a csúcsánál, a fején,
The two eyes of the Govardhan peacock is Radha Kund and Shyama Kund.
Govardhan pavaszeri formájának a két szeme, az a Radha Kund és a Shyama Kund.
And in order to increase his pleasure, Krishna engages in pastimes that make these places of pastimes appear.
És azért, hogy növelje a boldogságát, Krishna olyan kefteléseket végez, amelyeknek során ezek a helyek megjelennek.
In other words, he makes them appear in time.
Vagyis az idő során megjelennek.
So now there was the village called Aristagram.
Volt egy falu, az volt a neve, egy Aristagram.
And after Krishna killed Aristasura, then he wanted to continue his pastimes with his associates.
És amikor Krishna megölte Aristasurát, akkor folytatni akarta kettelését.
Aristasura was a bull.
Aristasura az egy bika volt.
So demon or not demon, but if you kill a bull, then that is a, it is like killing a man. And Srimati Radharani and gopis, they considered that Krishna had become completely contaminated by the sin of killing religion personified.
És Srimati Radharani és a gopik azt gondolták, hogy Krishna beszennyeződött azáltal, hogy ezt a vallásnak a személyiségét így megölte.
So they wouldn't have anything to do with him. They just wanted to go home. They didn't want to have anything to do with him. They wanted to go home.
Nem akartak semmit, semmi közük, hogy legyen hozzá, azt mondta, hogy menjen haza.
Still, of course, Krishna didn't want to disturb his pastimes, so gopis told him that if he went and bathed in all the holy places, then he could become freed from his sin.
És de Krishna mégis akarta folytatni a keftelését, és akkor a gopik azt mondták, hogy ha elmegy és minden szent helyen megfürdik, akkor megszabadul ettől a bűntől.
Of course, going to all the holy places would have taken a lot of time, and Krishna did not like that idea.
Persze elmenni az összes szent helyre, az hosszú ideig tart, és Krishna nem tetszett ez az ötlet.
So then Krishna called all the holy places, and they the waters of all the holy places appeared before him.
És Krishna hívta az összes szent helyet, és az összes szent helynek a vizei megjelentek előtte.
And they made a small lake,
pond.
And in which Krishna was able to bathe. It was a very, very beautiful pond. Because all of a sudden everything else manifests, beautiful trees and lotus flowers and birds and bees and a beautiful atmosphere that's always around divine ponds.
Mert hirtelen minden megjelent, csodálatos fák és lótuszvirágok és madarak a fákon, és minden olyan szép talata körül lesz.
When Srimati Radharani saw that, then Krishna also invited her to bathe in his lake. She became transcendentally envious. First of all, she didn't want to bathe in his lake because the results of his sin would be in the water, and she didn't want to become contaminated by that.
És nem akarta, hogy beszennyezzék.
And second of all, she wanted to show that she could make a nicer lake than Krishna's lake.
És másodszorra pedig meg akarta mutatni, hogy egy szebb tavat is tud csinálni, mint Krishna.
So, Krishna used his heel and then his flute to dig this hole out, in which there was Shyamakund.
Krishna sarkával és a fogalájával csinálta azt a lukat, amiben a Shyamakund volt.
Srimati Radharani used her bangles, and the gopis, they used their bangles, and they made a nice hole with that.
És Srimati Radharani és a gopik, ők pedig a karpereceket használtak, és ebben csináltak.
And then they brought water from Kusum Sarovar. You know, Kusum Sarovar is about 2-3 kilometers away.
És Kusum Sarovarából hoztak vizet, ami körülbelül 2-3 kilométer van.
And then Radhakund manifest by the desire of Srimati Radharani.
Akkor a Radhakund megnyilvánult Srimati Radharani vágyából.
Krishna cannot make Radhakund appear, only Srimati Radharani can make Radhakund appear.
Krishna nem tudja megnyilvánítani Radhakundot, hanem csak Srimati Radharani tudja megnyilvánítani.
And then all the personified holy waters that were in Shyamakund, they prayed to Srimati Radharani that they may enter her lake to become purified. So Srimati Radharani gave them permission, and they broke through from one side, and the two flowed together.
És Srimati Radharani engedélyt adott, és akkor így kijöntött a víz az egyik oldalon, és lefolyt a másikba.
That place is there now. It is called the Sangam. between Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. So here, this is also Shyama Kund, Radha Kund. Just like Krishna appeared in Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, now he has also appeared here in his form as Radha Shyam.
És ahogy Krishna megjelent Vrindavanban 5000 évvel ezelőtt, itt is megjelent a formájában, mint Radha Shyam.
And when Krishna comes, he brings all of Vrindavan, so this is new Rajadham.
És amikor Krishna jön, akkor az egész Vrindavan magával hozza, ezért az új Rajadham.
And then he also brings Radha Kund here, or Srimati Radharani brings Radha Kund here.
És akkor ő, vagy Srimati Radharani elhozzák Radha Kundot ide.
The in Shastra it is stated the glories of Radha Kund are described.
Shastra leírja Radha Kund dicsőségét.
Tathā Radhā, tathā Vishnu, priyastathā sarva gopeshu saivaika Vishnu atyanta bhagavā. Yata Radha Priya Kundam. There it's stated that just like Srimati Radharani is very, very dear to Krishna. So in the same way, her Kund is also very dear to him.
Ugyanolyan módon a tava is nagyon kedves neki.
Tata Radha Priya Vishnu Tata Kunda Priyastata Sarva Gopeshu Saivaika Vishnu Atyanta Bhava. Sometimes this word Vishnu is used in Srimad Bhagavatam. Generally, Vishnu in connection with Srimati Radharani or Gopis doesn't mix.
Általában Vishnu nincsen semmilyen kapcsolatban Srimati Radharanival vagy a Gopikkal.
Because Lord Vishnu is, or Lord Narayan, is always in association of Lakshmi Devi.
Az Úr Vishnu vagy az Úr Narayan mindig Lakshmi Devi társaságát élvezik.
Still, Sukadeva Goswami also uses this terminology. He says, Vikriditam Rajadhadhurir Idam Cha Vishnu. At the end of Rasa dance, he also calls Krishna Vishnu. Generally, when we think about Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, we think of very wonderful things.
Amikor Mahavishnura, vagy Garbhadakshaya Vishnura, vagy Shirodakshaya Vishnura gondolunk, akkor nagyon csodálatos dolgokra gondolunk.
Like the creation of universes, or the creation of a universe, or animating atoms.
Mint az univerzumok teremtése, vagy az atomoknak a mozgatása.
So these are very, very wonderful things.
Ezek mind nagyon csodálatos dolgok.
But similarly, in order to express the fact that how wonderful Krishna is when he's either associated with Radha Kund or Gopis, then this word Vishnu is used.
És ezért is, hogy kifejezze azt, hogy milyen csodálatos, amikor Krishna társul Radha Kunddal vagy a Gopikkal, akkor ezt a Vishnu kifejezést használja.
And of course Vishnu also means maintenance, the maintainer.
És Vishnu azt is jelenti, hogy a fenntartó.
So the significance is also that Krishna always maintains these pastimes. They're always going on. They are not occasional, but they are eternal.
És ennek az is a jelentősége, hogy Krishna örökké fenntartja ezeket a kefteléseket, mindig zajlanak ezek örök keftelések, nem alkalmi keftelések.
So it says, Tathā Radhā Priyā Vishnu, Tathā Kundā Priyastathā. Just like Krishna, Srimati Radharani is Sarva Gopeshu Saivaika. Amongst all gopis, she is the most dear to Krishna.
És ugyanúgy a Simati rendelen az összes gópi között a legkedvesebb Krishna.
So similarly there are many lakes and many holy waters.
Ugyanúgy van sok tó és sok szent víz.
But Vishnu Atyanta Palava. But the waters of Radhakund are most dear to Krishna.
De a Radhakund vizei a legkedvesebbek Krishnának.
And so Rupa Goswami concludes this Upadeshamrita by glorifying Radhakund. Who knows shloka? Thank you. Vaikuntanat janito madhupuri ratsotsava drindaranan udarpani Radha Kundai Happy Gokulapate Pimavitasravanat Kurya Dasavirajato Premavipi Sakam Radha Kunda. So he says that this is amongst all holy places the topmost of holy places. So why is it that a holy place becomes more holy than another holy place? Because the nature of the pastimes that take place there are the most wonderful. And in order for something to be wonderful, it has to be full of wonder. And things become full of wonder when they are full of love.
És akkor lesznek a dolgok tele csodával, amikor tele vannak
szeretettel. And when the highest expressions of love are shown in some place, then that makes it most holy.
És hogyha a szeretet legmagasabb kifejeződése történik egy helyen, akkor az lesz a legszentebb hely.
So therefore, according to Rupa Goswami, that the pastimes Krishna shows on the banks of Radhakund, they are the most love saturated.
És Rupa Goswami szerint ezek a kettelések, amiket Krishna és Shantaranya Radhakund partján mutatnak be, ezek vannak a leginkább átítatva szeretetek.
Another name for Kund is Sara.
Másik neve a tónak az, hogy Sara.
And when the syllables are turned reversed, then that says Rasa. So according to great devotees like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the waters of Radhakund are just liquid prema. And then we also know that Srimati Radharani is also Mahabhava Swarupini. She's also the embodiment of the topmost expressions of prema.
És tudjuk, hogy Srimati Radharani is Mahabhava Swarupini, vagyis a prema legmagasabb kifejeződésének a megtestesülés.
Therefore, the Radhakund, the waters of Radhakund, are actually a liquid form of Srimati Radharani.
Ezért a Radhakund vize, a Srimati Radharani folyékony formája.
And so Rupa Goswami says, even if one just once bathes on the bank of Radhakund, then their dormant love for Krishna is immediately aroused.
És Rupa Goswami azt mondja, hogy ha valaki egyszer is megfürdik a Radhakund partjainál, akkor a szunnyadó szeretete Krishna iránt azonnal felébred.
So here, if we take one drop of water on our heads, then our love for Krishna will immediately be awakened. Just like it is done in Vrindavan Dham. Or, well, of course, in Vrindavan Dham. The only condition is that it must be done without offense. And with full faith. So if one does it under those conditions, then automatically Krishna prema will appear in the heart. Using this ashtakam. So So at the end of that Ashtakam, which one? Raghunath Das Goswami's? Anyway, at the end of Raghunath Das Goswami's Radha Kund Ashtakam, as Raghunath Das Goswami, at the end of and he says, anyone who with Akitaya Shen Atagya Magat Shivarika Kirainu Solgalatana Ishaki Bodogan Olvasa El Est Anyot Gyönyörű Verset. It says that anyone who with great joy and faith reads these eight verses, then he says, annak Úr Krishna még jelen testbe megmutatja kedvesét, ahogy boldogan átöleli. He says that even in this lifetime, Krishna will reveal to him Vrindavan, his associates, and Srimati Radharani. So, but that's only possible, Premanjana Charita Bhakti, that's implicit that one will immediately develop love for Krishna. So, our celebration today is to show our respect to Radha Kund, to offer our prayers to Radha Kund.
És az ünnepünk ma arról szól, hogy felajánljuk a imáinkat és a tiszteletünket Radhakundnak.
If we do not succeed in achieving love of Godhead tonight, but certainly we will become further purified.
És hogyha nem sikerül esetleg elérni az Isten szeretetet a mai éjszaka, akkor bizonyára talán fogunk tisztulni.
And gradually those transcendental emotions will appear in the heart of sincere Vaishnavas. And in that way, we should continue on with our devotional service. So everything begins with Adoshraddha, everything begins with faith. And therefore, our faith is just like we see that Arjuna Vishnu Sridhadir, that just as we have the full faith that here in Radha Shyamasundar Krishna is fully present. And Srimati Radharani, they are not statues or marble. It's only our vision that restricts them to appear like that. So same thing. Here is Vrindavan Dham. Here is Radha Kund. And if we think that we are in some country in Europe, then that's just our restricted vision. Anyway, we should keep these thoughts in mind. And we should always meditate on the opportunities for devotional service that have been given to us by Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
És mindig azokon a lehetőségeken kell meditálnunk az adott szolgálatra, amiket Srila Prabhupada és Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adtak.
And that they are allowing us, as Srila Prabhupada would say, to live in Vaikuntha.
És hogy megengedik, hogy Srila Prabhupada mondta, hogy Vaikunthán éljünk.
But Prabhupada didn't say that because it was so nice here that it resembled the way it is in Vaikuntha.
Prabhupada nem azért mondta ezt, mert itt minden olyan jó, mint hogy Vaikuntha lennénk.
It means that when Krishna is present, when the devotees chant Hare Krishna, when devotional service takes place, then Vaikuntha appears.
és a bakták éneklik a szent nevet, és odaadó szolgálatot végeznek, akkor Vaikuntha megjelenik.
So by developing strong faith in that principle, then ultimately realization comes.
És hogyha erősített fejlesztünk ebben az elben, akkor végül is megjelenik a megvalósítás.
Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanina. Through devotion, then the eyes become qualified, spiritual eyes become qualified to see.
Az odaadáson keresztül a lelki szemeink képesítetté válnak, hogy lássuk.
Jai Shishi Radha Kunda Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shishi Radha Shyama Sundara Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi Valaki ilyenek emelti esztet. Ez ugyanúgy, mint Mangalajtik Dallam. Hát, nem tudom, kiszokni, hogy akkor...